Annexation agreements can make for pretty dull discussions at city council meetings unless your property is directly affected. That was the case last year for Roger Armstrong of Scott Township in Champaign County. Farmland that's been in his family for generations sits just across the road from where Illinois American Water is building a new water treatment plant. The site is more than 2 miles west of Champaign. The county had it zoned for agriculture, but the city of Champaign switched the zoning to industrial under its annexation agreement with the water company. Armstrong says he once had plans to convert his farmland into home sites until the water company moved in.
What is the desirability of having a residential area that would meet the interest of people who wanted to have larger lots, more wooded atmosphere, now being across the road from a $51 million industrial plant and without knowing what the future is going to hold, because Champaign has reserved the right to make any changes they see fit without consulting any of the residents.
A few years ago, 2 miles out would have been too far for Champaign to impose its own zoning rules. A town's jurisdiction over what it might one day annex only extended a mile and a half beyond its borders. But the Illinois Supreme Court's 2005 Chatham ruling, named for a small Sangamon County town with its own zoning dispute, said the old mile-and-a-half limit for such actions did not apply under current law. That's what made last year's annexation agreement between Champaign and Illinois American Water possible. State Representative Chapin Rose of Mahomet says the court ruling makes the city's action legal, but it shouldn't be. He says the annexation agreement disregards area land use plans in favor of one landowner's interests, amounting to what's called spot zoning.
You're really asking for trouble 10, 20 years down the road by spot zoning. It causes a great degree of friction and tension that probably shouldn't need to exist between, you know, townships and municipalities and the various entities of local government. You know, we don't need to encourage that friction, which spot zoning certainly does.
Rose is co-sponsoring a bill with Springfield Republican Raymond Poe that would eliminate the effects of the Chatham ruling statewide, not just for the dozen or so Chicago and Rockford area counties that are currently exempted by law. Legislation of this type has been endorsed by the Champaign County Board and several village boards and city councils in the county, including the Champaign City Council. But Champaign officials stand by last year's decision to take advantage of the Chatham ruling for the water treatment plant. City Attorney Frederick Stavens insists the new water treatment plant will serve the common good.
Because the facility itself would be built basically to serve the metropolitan area. We have, of course, a vital interest in the provision of water service in the area. We wanted to ensure that it would be subject to our building codes as well, and the county does not have, more complex building codes to handle a situation like that.
And even with the Chatham ruling nullified, long-distance annexation agreements like the one between Champaign and Illinois American Water would still be possible, provided the local county board approves. Roger Armstrong says he welcomes an end to the Chatham ruling, but it won't change the impact of the water treatment plant being built in his area. He says the impact is already being felt in a nearby subdivision that he developed.
In Parkland View, there have been several sales and other people who have now put their property up for sale because they don't think they want to live adjoining the public utility, the $51 million industrial plant.
The bill to negate the Chatham decision awaits action by the House Local Government Committee this week. Meanwhile, State Representative Naomi Jacobson of Urbana has been working on her own legislation. It would add Champaign County and Champaign County only to the list of counties exempted from the Chatham ruling. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.